Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday the 28th of March. This week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we're encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Saviour and King, to avoid spiritual distractions. For the last time this week, we turn to Luke chapter 19 and verses 28 to 44. Jesus' triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks why are you untying that colt, just say the Lord needs it." So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you." I've always admired the singular focus of armed guards who keep a vigilant lookout at places like Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. Their determination is a mark of how valuable they view the people and the places they are guiding. Our hearts are the most precious part of us. The Bible warns us to guard them well. In these verses from Luke chapter 19, we are reminded of this call to spiritual vigilance. As we enter the Easter season, it's crucial for us to guard against the subtle encroachments of materialism and superficial religious practices that can numb our spiritual senses. The story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of staying alert and focused on our spiritual journey. One practical step towards spiritual vigilance is to establish a daily review. At the end of each day, take time to reflect on where you might have allowed material concerns or empty rituals to overshadow your relationship with Christ. It's easy to get caught up in the demands of our daily lives and to lose sight of what truly matters. By regularly examining our thoughts, actions, and priorities, we can make adjustments and reaffirm our commitment to a deeper spiritual connection. So how else can we ensure that we remain spiritually vigilant and avoid the pitfalls of materialism and empty rituals? Well, here are a few suggestions. First of all, prioritize time with God. Make it a daily habit to spend time in prayer, reading the Bible and meditating on God's Word. This intentional focus on your relationship with God will help you stay grounded and centered in your faith. Secondly, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to express gratitude for the blessings in your life. Gratitude shifts our focus away from material possessions and helps us appreciate the spiritual riches that we have in Christ. Thirdly, take some time to serve others. Look for opportunities to serve and to bless them. When we shift our focus from ourselves to meeting the needs of others, we guard against the self-centeredness that can accompany materialism. Fourth, seek accountability. Find a trusted friend or a mentor who can help you hold you accountable in your spiritual journey. Share your struggles, your doubts, and your victories with them, and allow them to speak truth into your life. And finally, on this Maundy Thursday, engage in meaningful worship. Avoid simply going through the motions of religious practices without truly engaging your heart and mind. Seek out worship experiences that challenge and inspire you to grow deeper in your faith. As we navigate the Easter season, let us be intentional in our pursuit of spiritual vigilance. By staying alert, prioritizing our relationship with God, and guarding against the distractions of materialism and superficiality, we can experience a deeper and more meaningful connection with Christ. May we be known as a people who are vigilant in our faith, shining a light in a world that so desperately needs it. You may want to dig deeper behind these thoughts today, in which case this reflection question may help you. What steps can you take to ensure you remain spiritually vigilant and avoid the pitfalls of materialism and empty rituals? I hope to see you back here tomorrow, Good Friday, for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we look to embrace the scandal of the cross.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.